Okay. Even though.
Even though.
I just don't have practice.
I just don't have practice.
I really don't.
I don't have permission.
To say no.
To ask for what I want.
With power.
I only know force.
I only know fear.
I only know.
Shut up.
And fit in.
Be nice.
Swallow all your emotion.
So it does take anger.
It takes a vibration like anger.
To move me.
Out of.
Feeling like a victim.
Feeling small.
Feeling powerless.
All of me.
What if I could see anger?
As being on my side.
Is there not a place?
For anger.
Oh, I can't see that.
I remember angry people.
Even though some people
use anger
for violence.
For cruelty.
Even though some people
can project
angry waves
without sound
that are horribly uncomfortable.
I'd like to be open to the possibility
that my version of anger
could be anything I want.
It could be finding my voice.
It could be aligning with my voice.
It could be speaking my desires.
Anger.
Fear.
Anger is up.
From fear.
And yet it's the same thing.
I'm angry.
I perceive anger.
That they might take something from me.
But they don't care how I feel.
Even though.
I'm here.
In all these emotions.
The truth is.
There's only two.
I'm stuck
in a physical body
to explore
the entire range
between fear
and love.
And if that's not tricky enough,
we only have one word for love.
How am I supposed to get
to the opposite of fear
when we only have one word
for love?
I wonder if
I could change my perspective
to degrees
of truth
and untruth.
Fear is untruth.
Fear is all the untruth.
That this is all I am.
This is all I get to be.
And I can die at any moment.
I can know pain.
Sickness.
Separation.
Loss.
Rejection.
And the funny thing is,
I've already had all that.
A bunch of times.
And again.
In big ways.
And small ways.
Why am I still afraid of it?
I'm absolutely going to die.
And the people I love.
They might die before me.
For a double wing.
It could happen.
It's gonna happen.
And I'm gonna feel pain.
Bones give out.
Muscles get injured.
And what's up with teeth?
They can be damaged.
Unhappy.
Diseased.
Get pulled.
What's up with that plan?
And eyesight.
It could go away.
Of course I'm afraid to be human.
Of course I feel tricked being human.
Of course I perceive punishment being human.
And now that I'm clear on all that,
absolutely clear on all that,
I'd like to consider.
It's one big game.
And the untruth is fear.
And the truth is the kind of love
that doesn't mean pizza.
The kind of love
that means feeling safe.
Even in sickness.
Even in witnessing death.
Even in criticism.
Even in rejection.
The truth is,
some people really like me.
Some people really like me. And some people
don't
like me at all. Some people are so patient with me.
And some people
are not.
Wouldn't it be nice
if I could
stay in my own experience
of me
juggling
between
fear
and feeling safe
in a funny human body
in an earth experience
with all emotion.
Anyway,
it's all about me.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's all about me.
Not about the rent.
Not about the people I have to haggle with.
Not about the doctors.
Not about the cheaters.
The liars.
It's all about me.
My thoughts.
My emotions.
I'd like to give myself permission.
To play a bigger game.
To be with me.
And wonder
what I'm creating next.
I want to shift.
Whatever it is that shifts.
Between fear
and remembering.
My true connection.
My true knowing.
That this earth experience.
This puny human body.
This magnificent human body.
This miraculous human body.
This complicated human body.
Is just one small part
of my true experience.
Sometimes I'm so connected.
It is a miracle.
And sometimes I'm so unconnected.
It's truly annoying.
Sometimes I'm having so much fun.
I transcend fear.
And sometimes I'm so stuck in it.
I think it's forever.
And now I want to embrace
all aspects of me.
The drama queen.
The needy child.
The wounded ego.
The ever-changing identity.
The angry one
that shows up
to remind me
to speak my truth.
I thought the anger was against me.
Darn it, I thought I was getting it wrong.
What if the anger is just a nudge
to go in the right direction?
Wouldn't it be lovely
if even the fear,
I could see the fear
as part of me,
here to serve me,
here to remind me
to reach for truth.
There's no failure.
There's no getting it wrong.
The only thing that matters,
the only thing that ever mattered,
is how I feel.
I want to play a bigger game.
With what I think,
so that I can feel
better,
smarter,
happier,
more abundant,
on track,
whatever the heck that means.
If I'm really on track,
I'm closer to death.
Go figure that one out.
This funny body.
This funny earth.
Wouldn't it be delightful
if I could give myself permission
to enjoy
or at least to laugh at
the experience
of me.
Deep breath.